How great to hear a noise like chattering away and speaking to one another. It's lovely. Great to see you all here today. And there's some, you know, some people couldn't manage a day because they're near wheel. I mean, has anybody been near wheel lately? No? No hands up? No? No, it's not fine being near wheel. But we're pleased to see you all here. And maybe some folk that are near just too well today might make it for the Christmas Eve service at 6:30 on Wednesday night. So it's amazing how many sleeps is it until Santa comes now? Four? Four? Oh, can I believe it? Dear me. That's amazing. Well, it's great to see you all here, and I hope you have a lovely Christmas, every one of you. And for those that hopefully will be here on Christmas Eve as well, welcome John Buchanan for Hopeman and his wife Maren for the family service this morning. And there is tea after the service, so just go out that door and you can have a cup of tea and juice and something to eat together after the service. Now, there is the Monday night rehearsal tomorrow night with the kids at 6:30, so do come along and we're going to practice our songs for Christmas Eve night at 6:30, to which you're all welcome. There's not much intimations really over the Christmas period. Things will be finishing up really. But do pray for Abdi, as I say, that it's maybe not just great or can't get out or whatever just now, and has recently had either health difficulties or whatever. But it's great to see everybody here. The first two Sundays of the new year is actually going to be in the back hall because we're getting scaffolding up there and scaffolding up there to scrape and plaster and paint. So the first two Sundays will be all being well, Gary, according to schedule, will be in the back hall. Next week, the speaker is Ian Saunders from Aberdeen, and there's tea following the service next Sunday morning as well. Now, before I hand over to John, for those that have got poems and things, you can use this microphone. I'll just put it on the stand there, okay? But I think that's everything. I'll just hand over to John now. Thank you, John. And, of course, you've got your Beam Me Up Scotty microphone as well. So I'll give you a minute to switch it on. Thanks, John.
It's good to see you and to be with you this morning here in Fraserburgh and to join in this lovely occasion for the family service this morning. Let me say a big thank you to all these guys and girls in the front here who are going to be helping me during the service this morning, and a special thanks to the boys who are going to be reading, and we've got a surprise for you at the end of our service this morning. Let me just read a few words to you from Luke's Gospel. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests." Let's just pray for a minute. Father in heaven, we thank you this morning for this lovely day that you've given to us. Thank you for the health and strength that's ours to come along to church this morning. and to meet with friends and family and to share in this time of worship and praise together. Father, we ask you to bless us as we meet together and help us to listen and to hear your voice speaking to us and all that we do and say. Help every boy and girl here this morning as they would come to sing and to read and to share with us this day. And so we ask you to bless us as we gather in Jesus' name, and for your sake we ask it. Amen. Great stuff. Let's join and sing together that carol. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. And if you feel able to stand up, let's do so as we sing together. Hark, the herald angels sing. Singing this morning. Lovely to hear you singing so well. Now, Freddie's going to come and he's going to share a little poem with us this morning. So thank you, Freddie. Norman will help you with a microphone. Oh, I like a jumper. Yeah. Isn't that cool? Wow.
A song was heard at Christmas. A song was heard at Christmas to wake the midnight sky. A Saviour's birth and peace on earth and praise to God on high. The angels sing at Christmas with all the hosts above. And still we sing the newborn King, his glory and his love.
Yeah, well done, Freddie. Thank you, Freddie. That was lovely. Who likes to go on a journey? Well, good for you. Yeah, that's the stuff. You're the only one. Oh, no, there's another one. Oh, that's grand. I like to go on the journeys. Yeah? Where would you like to go? Disneyland. Wow. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, okay. What about you? Where would you like to go? As well. When do you want to go? Tomorrow? Next year, oh, that's a good idea. That's a plan. That's what we're like. And people do plan their journeys when they want to go on a journey somewhere. Every day, people make journeys. You know, sometimes it's because they're going to their work. Sometimes it's when you are going to school in the mornings. And at other times, it's just to go and visit friends or even to come to church like you've done this morning. Some journeys are lonely. Well, going to Disneyland, that's a far, far distance to go. You know? And others are quite short. I mean, James, this morning, how far is it from Cairnbulg to Fraserburgh? About 3 miles. Thereabouts, that's not too bad. You know, I came 65.5 miles, according to the AA road map, from Hopeman down to Fraserburgh Church this morning. That's a longer distance than Jim had to come. Let me ask you a question. Does anybody know how far it is from Fraserburgh Baptist Church to the North Pole? Come on now. Some of you adults must know. No? I guess. Well, I'll tell you. Very close, very close. It's 2,232.5 miles. Wow, that's a long distance. Here's another one. Who could guess perhaps the distance from Fraserburgh Baptist Church to Bethlehem? Andrew Young knows. Oh, maybe Alma knows, because all these school teachers must know all these things. No. Ask your mum, right. Freddie's mum. Come on, Freddie's mum. Tell me. I guess. No bad at all. 3,639 miles. So you were very good. Well, yeah, well done. The very first Christmas journey was made. Mary and Joseph made a journey from their hometown of Nazareth to Bethlehem. The shepherds had the shortest journey of the whole lot because they only came in from the fields into the town of Bethlehem. The wise men that we read about, they probably traveled the furthest that day. Some reckon it was about 1,000 miles from their home to where they found the Christ child. And yet, while all of those journeys were really important, they're not the furthest, and they're not the most important. The Bible tells us in John chapter 3 and verse 16 that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but would have everlasting life. And the furthest journey that took place at Christmas time is the incredible journey of time and space that God crossed in order to show his love for you and for me. And Zachary is going to come, and he's going to share another poem with us this morning. Thank you, Zachary.
Bright Christmas stars shine on high, golden stars in winter sky, Christmas candles and windows bright, send greetings into the night. While in our hearts the Christmas flame glows with a love like his who came, the infant Christ of lowly birth, to bring goodwill and peace on earth.
Done. Well, what an incredible journey God's Son made at Christmas time, coming all the way from heaven to earth to be with us. From the beauty of heaven to just straw in a manger. You know, when I was coming down to Fraserburgh, I came down yesterday and I decided, well, I better pack a bag with me for going down to Fraserburgh and seeing all the folks there. Would you like to see what I packed in my bag? Yeah, because it's important when you go to visit somewhere that you take enough stuff that you might need. Well, the first thing I did was I thought, oh, wait a minute. It's going to be a very special day. I would need something really special to wear. So I brought this with me. What do you think? Let me see. Ah, what do you think of that? Eh? Eh? Isn't that smart? Do you think I look good in that? Yeah. Could I be a model for Marks and Spencer's or Asda or something like that? No? Really nice. It's nice to have something special to wear when you go to something that is really important. I thought this was really good. Jazzy, fun. But you know, when Jesus came, he didn't have anything jazzy like this. When he came, the Bible tells us that he put aside his glory. He left all the splendors that were his as God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He put aside all his kingly robes and he came humbled and born as a baby like you and me into this world so that he could help us find our way to God the Father. He left everything and came to nothing. The other thing that I parked, which I see now. Oh, aye. Norman told us, oh, but we're going to get our tea. So I thought I better bring something tasty to add to the celebrations this morning. And, you know, Mr. Kipling, he makes exceedingly good cakes. Yeah? So that was the best that I could find to bring along with me today. Some mince pies to go with our food and everything behind us. When Jesus came, there's no great celebration. There was nobody there to welcome him, to have a party, as it were. There was no fireworks to welcome a new baby that was born. In fact, there wasn't even anywhere for him to sleep. There was no room in the inn. And he had to go in to the place where they kept all the animals. He didn't have a cozy bed with a beautiful downy. No, no, no. They had to put him into a feeding trough filled with hay. That was where he came. When he came, there was no room for him. And so he stayed in the stable. After a long journey, there's nothing better than coming in, finding a comfy chair. I'll let you into a secret. When I came down yesterday, do you know the first thing I did when I arrived at Norman and Christine's? I found a comfy chair right in the corner. I put off my shoes and I put on my slippers. Put on the slippers. Oh, and I just sat there and it was just fine. And then before I knew it, along comes Christine with a lovely cup of coffee and a fancy piece. Oh, it was just wonderful. Do you know, it's nice when people look after you, isn't it? Really nice. And I just sat there and did nothing. I just was waited upon. I felt like a king, you know. And later on at night, Norman came with a coffee. Oh, I had to do nothing at all. What a relaxing time I had. When Jesus came, he didn't come to do nothing. He didn't come to relax. The Bible tells us, and Jesus said it himself, the Son of Man came not to seek, not to be served, rather, not to be looked after by other people, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. When Jesus came, he came to do a work. He had a mission to do when he came from heaven. Even though he arrived in a stable, even though there was no celebrations for him coming, he came with a very special mission all the way from heaven to earth for you and for me. There's something else in here. This bag. Let me see where it is. Oh, gosh. Here it is. Hey. Present. I like getting presents. Do you? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll talk about presents later. All right? We'll not speak about the presents just now. And we'll, because when Jesus came all the way from heaven to earth, His mission was to deliver a very, very special gift. And we'll talk about that in a minute or two. Okay, we're going to sing now together. This time we're going to sing "Away in a Manger, No Crib for a Bed." And again, if you feel able to stand when we sing this together. Is that okay? Thank you. Boys and girls are going to come up and they're going to sing for you a couple of songs this morning. You want to come up here and sing for us? No? No? Oh, come on. I'm lonely up here. That's better. Good. Thank you. I think they deserve a better clap than that, folks. Yeah, yeah, that was really good, wasn't it? Okay, really, really good indeed. Let's see, how many folks like to get presents? I like to get presents. No? Yeah, it makes you feel good, really special when you get a present. And when Jesus came, well, he came to bring a very special gift for every one of us. And, you know, that's wonderful to know that somebody cares so much for you like that. They don't want to give you a present. It tells you something about their love for you. I know that's a funny word, but your mum and dad love you and your granny and granddad and all that, you know. And Jesus and God, they're just the same. He loves you. And he came as a baby to be with us, as we thought about earlier, out of poverty, nothing when he came. And he came to serve us and to give us that special gift, you know. And we were thinking about that fact of Jesus coming. The boys and girls have been singing about it. And I brought along a parcel of gifts, you know, inside here. And I'm going to need some help, that's for sure. I'm going to need some help as we look at these parcels. Yeah. Do you think there'll be anybody willing to help me this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, really? Well, you would, and you would. Okay, what about this side? Well, I don't know what I'm going to do now. Well, I tell you what, we'll have a wee look and see, you know. We wonder why Jesus came. We wonder why he came. And part of the reason is that when you go to visit somebody and stay at their house like I did last night with Norman and Christine, you go with a special friend or with your family to visit. And you want to be with them and spend time with them. And that's what Jesus did when he came from heaven to earth. He came because he wanted to spend time with you and me. He wanted to be with us and to show us that God loves us. The Bible tells us that God proved his love. He made it clear to us when he sent his son to be our Savior, to die for our sins. And he gave his life for us. Each one of us is deeply loved, and we're very precious to God. God loves us more than we'll ever know. And it's a love that's, well, we call it unconditional. It means that it doesn't matter what we do, he still loves us. And he wants the very best for us, you know. And so we're going to look at these parcels and learn something about it. Here's the first one. Well, you, young man, you come and open this parcel for me, will you? Okay. We're all excited to see what it is, but it's my present. Okay? Oh, rip it apart. Go for it. Just pretend it's Christmas Day and you're ripping open the parcels. Oh, my goodness gracious me. Whoa, I'll show it to the people. Thank you very much. Okay, look at this. Whoa, just leave that. It's okay. Thank you very, very much. Who likes chocolate?
Me.
I saw that. I like chocolate. I really love chocolates. It's delicious. It's yummy, yummy, yummy in your tummy, as they used to say. But do you know something? When I saw this bar of chocolate, what does it say? It says, Galaxy. That's right, Galaxy. It reminded me of God. It reminded me about Jesus. Simply, the reason being that He made everything that there is. He made the world. He made the stars. He made space. He made the galaxies. Oh, He made the whole world, the whole universe. God's word tells us that in the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything in it was completed by God, and He saw that it was very good indeed. David, he wrote the Psalms, and he said this, that sometimes he looked up at the night sky and saw the work of God's fingers in the sky, the moon and the stars that He had put in place. And then he asked the question, what's man? Where am I that God should think on me and love me? Why should He care for people like me? So when I saw this, I thought about the God who created the world, who came because He loved me and He wanted me. I've got another parcel. Who could open this one? I think we'll have a girl this time. Let's see what we can get a girl to open a parcel for me. All right, this one was Santa. Come on. Yeah. And just rip it open so that everybody can see what's inside there. Whoa! Oh, this is an expert parcel opener. Hey, look at that. Whoa! Thank you so much. Whoa, Sour Patch Kids. Ugh. Who likes these?
Me!
Oh, my goodness. Wonderful things. Oh, they're awful sour. I don't like them because they're so sour. Sweets should be sweet, shouldn't they? If you get a sweetie, it should be sweet. No? Anyway, there we are, sour sweeties. Some people like them, some people don't. And you know, that's about like life. Life's like that. You know, sometimes things are not as we expected or wanted them to be. When God made the world, He made it perfect. There was nothing wrong with it. Not a thing. It was perfect, but it didn't stay that way because things didn't go as they should have or how God wanted them to go. There were wars. There were hatred. There was sadness and sorrow. You know? And these things still happen today because people disobey God. They don't listen to what He had to say. And you and I are the same. We don't always do what God wants us to do. And sometimes that has an effect on how our lives run, and things don't always go the way that they should be. But God wanted to show us the right way. He wanted us to learn, and that's why Jesus came in. He came to teach us how we ought to live and how we ought to be. He told us that we ought to live a life that's filled with love, follow His example in life, to be kind to one another. The Bible talks about being tender-hearted. That's caring for one another. It talks about forgiving one another. It tells us that we've to be like that because that's what God did with us. And we have to be patient with each other. We don't have to get upset and angry. And we have to make allowances for people who do things that are wrong. That's how God wants us to live. And that's what He sent to us in His Son, Jesus, as an example of how we should be. There is another parcel in here somewhere. Oh, yeah. Okay. Come and see what you can find in there. Okay. There's still more parcels to go, like. Don't worry. Will Didi help you? No? Or your money's fine? Or you'll manage. That's good. Okay. Oh, the excitement. Oh, what's in here? Oh, my goodness. Will I take one out? Can I take one out? You hold on to it. Oh, look at that. Thank you so much. Okay, Love hearts. Love hearts. Who likes them? Oh, yeah. There's a lot of romantic folk here today. Yeah, especially among the older generation. Yeah. Love hearts. Yeah. Love hearts. You know what that tells me, don't you? It just reminds me of God's love, how much he loved us, each and every one. He so much that he loved us, he knew that we needed help. And that's why he sent somebody special. You were singing about it earlier. He sent Jesus. He sent his son who had been with him from the beginning of everything in the world. And when Jesus grew up to be a man, he came and he served us in the most amazing way possible. Something that we sometimes don't really understand, because he willingly gave his life and died for us on a cross for crimes that he didn't commit, for the wrongs that he hadn't done, but for the wrongs that we had done. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only son into the world to be that sacrifice for us, to prove his love, to take away our sin. And Jesus did this because it was the only way that we could come close to a holy God. Jesus willingly came to earth to give you and to me a real gift of life eternal, a gift that we could never earn for ourselves. We couldn't do anything to get it ourselves. He came to give it to us so that we might become a child of God. The Bible tells me that when Jesus came, and we spoke about it earlier, he came to his own. His own didn't receive him, but to as many as believed in him, he gave them the right to be called the children of God. Such was God's love for you and for me. What an amazing gift to get. Yeah? There's another parcel in here. I know you've been desperate, so... Okay. I think it would be this one. Okay. You go for that one. Whoa! Oh, I like the enthusiasm. Hey, wonderful. Oh, grand stuff. There we go. Let everybody see. What are they called? Starburst. Who like them? Oh, everybody seems to like them. Starburst. Wonder if that will sit up there. No, never mind. There we go. Starburst. What do you think that reminds me of? Well, not Star Wars. No, no. Mind you, I'm a great fan of Star Wars. I like it. I like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't have a lightsaber or anything like that. And although I've got a car, it's near Millennium Falcon by any means, you know. And it kind of go at hyperspeed. Never mind. There we go. No, it really makes me think about the wise men. The wise men who followed the star. You remember that? We saw them in the song that you sang. They were on their camels, and they were following the star until they found Jesus with his mum and his dad. These wise men, they came looking for Jesus. How did they know where to go, how to find him? Well, they followed the star, and the star took them right to where Jesus was. For you and me today, God has a very special star for us in the Lord Jesus, but he also gave us his word, which we hold in our Bibles. He gave us his Bible as a guidebook, if you like, so that we would know more about him, get to know him, know the things that would please him, and then be able to do those things. He gave us that so that we could live lives that pleased him. Again, it says in the Bible, and it was David that wrote it, he said, "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light to my path to show me the right things to do." And that's wonderful to know. But there are other things that God gave us to help us know the right things to do. There's church and the services that we come to when we listen to what God has to say in the Bible to all of us. There's children's meetings, where we learn the stories from the Bible and again of how we ought to live our lives and be like Jesus so that we could grow up to be like him. He's given us friends and family to help us and to keep us right on the way that we should live. But best of all, he gave us Jesus. He gave us Jesus, who told us that he was the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one could come to God the Father and know him except through him. Isn't that wonderful? What wonderful gifts that we've got. And we've got one more poem for you this morning, and young man's going to come and read it for us while I tidy up this mess.
If you look for me at Christmas, you won't need a special star. I'm no longer just in Bethlehem. I'm right there where you are. You may not be aware of me amid the celebrations. You'll have to look beyond the stores and all the celebrations. But if you take a moment from your list of things to do and listen to your heart, you'll find them waiting there for you. You're the one I want to be with. You're the reason that I came. And you'll find me in the stillness as I'm whispering your name.
Thank you, Aaron. That's very good. One more parcel. You. Oof. Do you know what that is?
It's licorice all sorts.
Well done, licorice all sorts. Yeah. Anybody like these? Licorice all sorts are all shapes and sizes. They've got different colours, they've got different flavours, but they've all got one thing in common that runs all the way through them, and that's licorice, hence their name. Not everybody likes them, but they tell us something that's really, really important. They remind us that when Jesus came, when he came that first Christmas, he came as the gift from God for everyone. No one's excluded. He came for everyone. When the angel spoke to the shepherds in the field, he said, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. The Savior, the Messiah, has been born in Bethlehem. Jesus came for all sorts of people, all different shapes and sizes, yep, all different age groups, from the young to the old, all from different nations, whether it be from Scotland, England, America, Germany, whatever. Jesus came for all people. The hope and the joy, the peace and the forgiveness that he brings as his gift to us, to you and me this morning, is for everyone. And to receive this gift, you need simply ask Jesus to forgive you for your sin and be Lord of your life. And he has his promise to you and to me, to everyone who believed in him, accepted him, he gave the right to become the children of God. What an amazing gift at Christmas time, the gift of God's Son to you and to me. Great news. And so we're going to sing about that as we come to the end of our time together this morning. Go tell it on a mountain that Jesus Christ is born. I trust that you will know him in a special, real, and personal way this Christmas season. Okay. Now, we promised you a special treat at the end of our service this morning, and we have Brandon this morning, who's going to come and play the piano for us. Yeah. Thank you. Well done. Well, I don't know about you, but I think perhaps maybe you guys all need a special thank you. All right? So I don't know what I'm going to do with this. You'll take it, will you? Okay. Well, I think I'll entrust it to this young man, and you can pass it around to everybody, and everybody could maybe get a gift this morning. Okay. Or two, even. No. Well, I tell you what, we could come back for seconds if there's enough left. How about that? Okay. All right. So, because everybody deserves a gift. And as we said, there we go. All right. Thank you. Now, I'll get this. This side, okay. There we go. No, you're going to take it round again. The girl is here. That's the way. All right. All right. There we go. Yeah. Okay. And then there's. You going to manage to go up the back to the two, the boy and the girl up at the back there? Yeah? There we go. All right. All right. Okay. Right up to the back. Well, John will do it, will he? See, look, up here. You go. And here. There you go. Thank you. Thank you very much. There we go. There's too many left, so everybody has to go this way for their tea. Okay? And I want to see the bottom of the tin. Okay? Because my wife likes to collect empty tins. Yeah? You never know when you need an empty tin. Okay? Let's just pray before we go through. Father, we thank you for today, but we thank you for the gift of your Son, the Lord Jesus. We pray that you'll help us each and every one to receive him this year as our own personal Savior and Lord, to know that gift for ourselves. Bless us as we continue with tea and refreshments through the back, and then take us to our homes in safety, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and may I wish you all, on behalf of my wife and I, a very happy and blessed Christmas. Thank you.